I met Trent Reznor years later in San Diego, and we were having this conversation about, you know, coming from the Midwest, and he came into the 91X studio to approve these 12-inch remixes. They sent an acetate out of 12-inch remixes to me because he was on the road. And so when he came in the studio, I was supposed to corral him, take him into a room with reference speakers in it, and we were dropping the needle on this 12-inch remix vinyl that was coming out. And we were sitting there having this discussion. And I said afterwards, I said, what are you going to do with the acetate? And he goes, I can't carry that thing around. And I said, can I have it? Or it wasn't an acetate. It was just a test pressing. I said, can I have it? You know, we'll keep it in the library. He goes, yeah, you can have it. So while we were chatting, while we were listening to these songs, while he was approving them, I was talking about, you know, the whole concept of Cleveland to Detroit, how we would drive down to Cleveland to see shows or Akron to see shows. And they would come up to see shows from Cleveland or whatever. As it turns out that we both went to the same New Order show in Akron in 84, I think it was. And that was from 85. And he said it was at that point, because he was in a band, he realized that he did not want to be boring like New Order was, because New Order was just incredibly boring on stage. He was just going to stand there and play songs. It was just horrible. He decided he had to put a show behind it. And I told him that I used to work on DETM, this weird radio program back in the late 70s and early 80s. And he looks at me and he goes, I used to listen to that show. I said, in Cleveland? And he goes, yeah. It would come booming across the water. And we were like, wow, this like manna from heaven. It was like all these weird songs emanating from this tower in Detroit. And he goes, yeah, there was a lot of people that listened to it in Cleveland, because you could pick it up on certain nights. You could pick it up. And I thought to myself, God, that's totally crazy.